I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for choosing this KAXE KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a National Public Radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Go to KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
Well, for a lot of high school students, not only are they missing their school right now and being at home, but a lot of them are missing their sport. And this morning, we're going to talk with Emma Johnson. She's a high school senior from Grand Rapids, and she's the captain of the track team, and she's probably not running very much right now. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, so where are we at as far as school goes? You are not in school, correct, yet?
Right. So starting next week, we will be doing online schooling, and as far as I know, we don't know how far we will be doing that as of now.
Right, and I understand teachers have just been scrambling and working their butts off because for what, hundreds of years we've been teaching by the textbook and things like that, and now they have to teach to students who are not even going to be in their classroom. Have you had a sense of what teaching is going to be like, schooling is going to be like?
Yeah, so most of our classes have an online platform called Schoology that we already use. So we're used to getting assignments through that, but it's so much easier being with the teacher, and they can talk you through the assignment and answer any questions. So the platform will be pretty easy to use. It's just not having the teachers there is going to be a lot harder teaching-wise. And I know it'll be a lot easier for high school teachers, but especially getting into middle school and elementary schools, it'll be a lot harder.
Yeah,
because those kids don't use the iPads and the online platform as much.
So did you say Schoology? Schoology, the thing that you've always had?
Schoology, yeah.
Schoology. So what is that's been around, and what does that do for you again?
So teachers can put assignments on there. They can put notes that we've gone over in class. So it's just a nice place to have everything that we've done. If teachers don't want to put it on paper, it's like an alternative to paper that we can have on our iPads.
Sure.
And we can take assignments from there. And, yeah, it's well-organized and nice to use.
We're speaking with Emma Johnson from Grand Rapids High School. Emma, what happens when you're doing this distance learning and you have a question? Can you, interrupt as an actual class going on, or you just send something to your teacher and hopefully they get back to you?
Yeah, a lot of my teachers, well, they're still figuring it out, but a lot of teachers have said they'll have scheduled office time that they will be available for us to reach out to them with emails or, you know, any questions that we have.
So I understand you're fortunate. You have a job that you can kind of go to?
Yeah. I work at Caribou Coffee, and we still have our drive-thru open, so.
Oh. And how has that changed? I mean, is it slow? Is it decent?
It's kind of weird. It depends on the day. Weekends have been a lot more slow because people obviously are staying home. And then weekdays, it's kind of been the same. A lot of people still have jobs to go to, and they still want their coffee, so.
What are you doing with your time besides your job since you're home a lot?
Well, I'm trying to stay optimistic and hope that we have something left for track season, but so I've been doing a lot of running, biking, workouts, staying in shape, and then besides that, with all the free time, just trying to do things that make me happy, and I usually don't have a lot of time to do, so I've been playing a lot of piano and painting and reading and, you know, just fun stuff like that I enjoy.
Have you been scooping up cow poop?
I have not.
What's the, you making your dad do all that?
Oh, that's for my brothers to do.
So you know, your whole life, you're an athlete, and everybody looks forward to their senior year, and I know you have huge optimism, and I'm glad of that, but it must be just a struggle to not be able to participate in your sport right now.
Oh, yeah, it is. Like, when I am running or working out or whatever, I'm like, is this even going to be worth it? Like, am I going to see the benefits of this or not? And, yeah, I've been running track since eighth grade, and, like, this was the year that we had a chance to go to state in relays, and, you know, I've been waiting my whole life for this. So,
So what events do you run?
I run 400s, 200s, and I also do high jump.
400s?
Yep.
That sounds horrible. What is worse, 400, 200?
Oh, definitely the 400.
And high jump.
Yeah.
What's your best?
I got 410 last year, and I was looking at getting 5, but I ended up rolling my ankle, so that wasn't fun.
So the high jump is so extraordinarily technical.
Oh, yes.
I mean, the approach is just like everything. Do you remember starting out and how difficult it was to learn how to do an approach and go over backwards?
Yeah, and getting yourself to think through the process of jumping backwards and, like, arching your hips and getting your... It's hard to start out.
Yeah.
For sure.
And there's nothing more fun, and they don't give it enough coverage, but in the Olympics, watching the high jump.
It's so cool.
Oh, my gosh. And there's just so much concentration and visualization, and their approaches are amazing. Yeah, I totally love the high jump. And, you know, you were talking earlier about, you know, is this all worth it that I'm training? Just think of all the Olympians who were training and training and training and then basically had to be shut down because pools weren't open, workout facilities weren't open, and finally, as of yesterday, the Olympic Committee decided to postpone it for a year. So we kind of understand what you're going through.
Yeah, and that's their whole life. Like, I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. How are you doing with your friends? Are you getting to see your friends much, or do you go out for social distancing walks?
Well, a lot of my friends work at Caribou, so I get to see them there. But the rest of them, I've just been, like, you know, talking over text and stuff, trying to... you know, stay in touch with them that way. But, yeah, I haven't been seeing a whole lot of my other friends.
What have you heard, before we let you go, what have you heard from maybe your coaches and stuff about the season? They probably don't know anything, huh?
Yeah, at this point, they don't really know a lot. So they've just been reaching out to us with encouragement, telling us, you know, keep working out and, you know, just do what you can. And, yeah, so they've been really good about being encouraging. But as far as I know, they don't really know a lot at this point.
Well, Emma, thanks for taking the time out this morning and joining us and telling us what life is like for a teenager, and we appreciate it. And I hope you get maybe a couple races in at least. But have a good day
too.
And keep flashing keep flashing those smiles at that drive up. It's very important. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Bye bye. That's Emma Johnson, senior at Grand Rapids High School.
Rain came down on a tin roof.